Joining me now, Thomas Phillipson, former White House Council of Economic Advisor Chairman. Thank you for taking the time for joining on this. Let me ask you this. Is this one glaring example of the policies that this president put in place? Because he's been in office for 20 months now, and we're seeing this inflation.
Yeah, I think it's pretty rough. I mean, only vegetarians essentially get off this Thanksgiving if they stick to cranberries, apparently, from your previous segment. So I think in general, it's not, you know, it's a global phenomenon that we have this huge spikes in the food prices across the world. But it's also a global phenomenon that the governments across very developed countries reacted the same way with massive fiscal stimulus and loose monetary policy around COVID. And we're seeing the aftermath of that, I think.
Now, could this mean that we're seeing more spending for Thanksgiving, but will other areas suffer because people will make that choice, spending more for the Thanksgiving dinner and then choosing to buy less somewhere else to afford Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah, we have seen, actually, economists have been sort of surprised several times recently on how resilient the consumer is. One interpretation of that is that we had an enormous boom for consumers in COVID, right? So it's a pretty remarkable because essentially all the measures we have of consumers, the retail spending, the consumer sentiment and durables today essentially come in above what we expected. And the reason we potentially have that is that we saw enormous income growth, total income from government and private sector during the, you know, all the recovery acts and the CARES that came in and stimulated during COVID. The income growth of consumers were more than in any boom in past years. That's the remarkable part. We not only had a recession where we had income growth, which never happened before, it was a larger income growth than any past boom. So people are still having that money. It was low savings. And we see the end of the runway of that now, I think, with the leading indicators coming in, sort of indicating a recession is near.
Yeah, well, yeah, and you just said you believe that we are in a recession or were in a recession the first quarter this year or first two quarters. Does that continue for the rest of the year or does it drop off and then come back next year?
Well, I always say that people, your listeners, don't really care what economists call recession or not. And there's a kind of convoluted process determining that by the NBR in Cambridge. What they care about is that their paychecks don't reach as far as they did two years ago, essentially. So real incomes have declined dramatically the last 2 years. People can't buy as much for their paychecks. That's really what people care about. And what you call it, if it's a recession or not, is sort of irrelevant, I think.
So we saw inflation come down slightly, 7.7% year over year. The month over month overall inflation stayed the same. Has this peaked? Are we now on the backside of inflation, do you think?
I mean, one thing, if you believe that the money supply is very important for inflation, and some people are skeptical of that because when we had the financial crisis, we had massive growth in money supply with very little inflation. But if you look at that, it's a hopeful picture because we had an explosion in money supply during 20 and 21 during COVID, and that has now basically come down completely. So that's one hopeful sign that this will ease off in terms of inflation. Money is like anything else. If you have a lot of supply of it, it lowers its value. And when it's lower value relative to goods, that's exactly what inflation is.
Well, and speaking of that, we still have billions of dollars to go out the door for the American Rescue Plan, the Inflation Reduction Act, the CHIPS Act, bipartisan infrastructure bill. How much is all of that spending that is yet to come working against what the Fed is trying to do to get inflation down?
Yeah, they've been pushing in different directions. Fiscal policy has clearly gone against what Fed policy has been the last, you know, half a year or so. So it's pushing against that. I think this is ultimately a fiscal issue, because the Fed then monetized that debt, which basically was laid on our younger generations during COVID. So I think, and you know, that's going to continue. I think the House obviously is going to go Republican now in January. So I think that's going to put a break, and it's going to be a deflationary pressure on our economy when the House comes in.
So in the Fed minutes that was out today, we saw them talk about a big discussion about the lag effect of when they actually take an action and when that action is seen in the economy here. You know, they want to keep expectations anchored, is what they're saying. So we're possibly going to see a rate increase in the next one. But because you're hearing them talk about this lag effect, do you feel like the rate hike might not be as big as first thought, maybe a 50 basis points as opposed to 75?
Well, the markets that are trading interest rates future didn't move much today, actually. So what they came in, we saw the minutes of the Fed come out today. And the markets of interest rates future did not move. They're still thinking about 75% chance of a 0.5% uptick in the interest rate at the December meetings, essentially. That did not move much. But it's also a very stark indication today that all eyes are on the Fed at this time, and bureaucrats essentially rule the markets. I mean, you can see that a lot the last few months. You kind of have a lot of perverse price changes. When good news come in, many times markets go down. When right. bad news come in, many times markets go up. That's not how capital markets should be working. And the only reason is because people think the Fed is going to do offsetting things in their price controls and credit markets that will dominate the good and bad news.
Right. Very interesting. Thomas Phillipson, I appreciate your time. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.